WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. We have now learned that the death toll has risen to at least 16, possibly more, after a Bangladesh Air Force jet crashed into a school in Dhaka. The jet slammed into the campus as the students were attending class and taking tests.
The IDF questioned.
At least 100 injuries in the slamming. Gaza saw its deadliest weekend yet for aid seekers, as more than 80 people were killed when Israeli troops opened fire at aid distribution sites across Gaza.
The IDF questioning the casualty figures, saying they fired to remove a, quote, immediate threat. With no end to the war in sight, most days now, dozens of Palestinians are reported killed as they try to get food. Israel saying it will now expand its ground operation into a new area of central Gaza, ordering tens of thousands to move again.
ABC's Patrick Reeval. Russia has launched another target aerial assault on Ukraine hours before UK and German talks were to begin. This is ABC News.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Development of the Lake Monona shoreline will not have to go through a public vote, upsetting some Madisonians. The Lakeway project to reimagine the lakeshore has been in the works for 6 years now. There were dozens of public meetings to talk about what people want to see there. Phase one of the plan is to add bike and pedestrian paths along John Nolan Drive, plus some boardwalks out onto the water. City ordinance says major parks projects that involve Lakeshore have to be on the ballot as a referendum so residents can vote on them. But the Common Council voted last week to make the Lakeshore project an exception to that rule, meaning Madison voters will not get the chance to say yes or no. City leaders say this way is just faster, and it allows park staff more freedom in the development process. The State Journal reports other projects have gotten exemptions before, like at Olbrich Gardens and the Henry Vilas Zoo. This is what one Madison resident said at last week's meeting.
This project is a huge project affecting over a mile of shoreline, affecting three different parks and the entire John Nolan Causeway. That's the reason this ordinance was put in place, was for these kinds of major projects. And to exempt it from this takes away the opportunity for the residents of Madison to have a say in the oversight of how those shorelines are developed.
While the city is paying for a portion of this project, money needs to come from other sources too, like donations. The Lakeway development is expected to take years and would start in 2027. Before they can even begin, John Nolan Drive needs to be rebuilt. That's scheduled for next year. The city is hosting a public meeting tonight for folks to get a sense of the project and give their input. It's online and it's open to all Madison residents. It starts at 6:30. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
It's the Brewers and the Mariners. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers landing in Seattle last night. They open a three-game set tonight against the Mariners. The Brewers, the hottest team in baseball. They've won 10 in a row. They beat the Dodgers yesterday 6-5 to complete a three-game sweep in L.A. Now the Dodgers get media coverage from Los Angeles and networks in Japan. A reporter asked Pat Murphy, how do you beat a World Series team with Shohei Ohtani, Clayton Kershaw, with guys like Isaac Collins or Caleb Durbin?
It's a bunch of guys nobody's ever heard of. No disrespect to great fans of Japan baseball, but they can't name five players in our lineup. They can't name two in today's lineup. And that's just a credit to hungry players. And, you know, the Dodgers are running into tough luck and they're not playing their best baseball and they'll get back on track and be a juggernaut that they are. But, you know, I'm still proud of our club and what they did and, you know, how they competed in big situations. And, yeah, you know, a bunch of average Joes.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
Plenty of sunshine today. We'll get to around 82 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop into the mid-60s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunny, warm, and muggy with highs back into the mid to upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We've got Chris from Nina. What's your thought this afternoon, Chris?
Oftentimes you have only one set of viewers that will watch Fox News or watch CNN. What I really actually love and respect from all your viewers is the fact that you tend to have viewers that think on both sides of the aisle. To be open-minded, you need to be willing to listen and learn and possibly change your mind. You don't have to change your mind, but just being willing to listen.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time after a massage, a chiropractor appointment, and some sleep. We'll be back with regular programming from Madison on Monday. Join us then.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4. A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Ladies and gentlemen.
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 Here's Johnny.
John Peterson.
WMDX. You know who it is. We're here. And it's a beautiful, beautiful day in the capital city, Madison,
sure
overlooking State Street. What a great place to be.
That's John Peterson. I'm Gordy Young. Dominic Lee is in the producer's hot box there, pushing the buttons and flipping the switches willy-nilly. Hoping
happens. We should put some ventilation in there one of these days.
I know. It's. I feel sorry for the kids.
That's the way it goes.
Yeah, I'll bring my own personal little...
little fan.
Yeah, little fan.
Yeah. It's a good idea. Sunny skies. Today's high near 80 degrees. Right now it's 65. Okay?
All right.
Should be nice all day long. This portion of the show brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. .com. They're at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. They are helping people change their lives. Their number one goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing. Talk to Jim or Sarah. You can give them a call, 608-249-4077. That's 608-249-4077. Or just go to their excellent website, MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. Take an initial hearing test there. And then you're off and running there. That's Madison Hearing Aid Center, 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison.
Well, we should mention, too, that you can hear the secret messages we broadcast in silence here that only those with these hearing aids can hear. All right? Just
right.
A little tip
just
there.
A little extra something.
All right. And we were talking about Christopher Rufo. His idea, you know, he's the guy who came up with critical race theory as a bad thing in our schools.
Christopher Rufo.
Yeah, Christopher Rufo. And they weren't teaching it in K through 12, but they did have it as an elective, I believe, in college. But anyway, he's got a new plan, and that is to take out the movement leaders, the liberal movement leaders, and that's the formula for success for the for the Trump administration. And we have Mark here who says that's what the fascists did in Germany, Spain, Italy, Russia.
Thank you, Mark.
Add the U.S. Yeah. to that list.
Oh, poor.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, hey, this hit the fan, and we're going to play a whole bunch of cuts from this. Everybody is probably familiar with Mehdi Hasan, who was a MSNBC host for quite a while.
Right.
And he filled in for everybody incredibly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he had a weekend show. Yeah,
brilliant.
Really good.
And now he is debating 20 fascists. On the YouTube channel Jubilee.
Really?
Yeah. And I just thought I'd play the compilation that's available on X. kind of is a broad view of all of the people that he was there for like an hour and 40 minutes.
This is a
long version of it.
But that's what they do with this format, right?
Yeah, it's usually about an hour.
Yeah.
Charlie Kirk does it sometimes too as well. He kind of goes around.
Which is hilarious. The guy is a dummy. All right, let's listen to this this sample of what it was like for that hour and 40 minutes.
Okay.
Mehdi Hasan.
I'm in a room full of, I don't know what to call you anymore, conservatives, Republicans, fascists, I don't know. Are your parents Americans or immigrants?
No, my parents are United States citizens.
But they're immigrants, you said.
No, they came here as immigrants. However, but so they I want to make the claim that we cannot
I came
even...
here as an immigrant, I'm
but
an immigrant.
But at this point, when they came, the United States
economy... people aren't happy with the way this is going. First, fourth, fifth, 14th, 22nd amendments. Those are my amendments that I came with
I'm
today.
Trying...
If you don't want to debate them, just say so.
Are you supporting, like, raping innocent women? Nuns, dude. Killing priests? I mean, priests don't brandish guns and kill people.
You just refuse to condemn the Nazi Holocaust, my friend. I don't think you're in a position to ask anyone any questions.
I said that one pardon against somebody?
It was 1,600 pardons.
Okay.
600 of those were
yes,
people
one,
charged
I guess one
with...
example that you just gave me.
I can give you more. Just
okay,
keep going.
Fine.
Shane
Jenkins. And I'll say the exact same thing every single
then
time.
Then your argument will fall apart. When was the Islamic Republic of Iran founded?
1979.
When was Gaza occupied by Israel?
The very first time.
67, yes. So... can we do the math together? 12 years before the Islamic Republic of Iran mm-hmm. existed,
yep.
Israel was oppressing, occupying, dispossessing the people of Gaza. So your argument makes no sense.
Further,
neither
right.
of us are economists. It's the economist studies.
Don't assume who I am.
Are you an economist?
I could be.
But
right.
are you?
I could be.
Are you?
I'm not going to tell you.
Are you?
I'm going to major in economics, right?
Are you an economist?
No, not right
okay,
now.
Okay, so when I said neither is economist, I was correct. Just, everyone here uses an iPhone designed by an immigrant, is on Gmail
fair
designed
point.
By an immigrant, is
but,
what is on a YouTube show.
But
you
this
guys
is,
all came to a YouTube show
yeah.
founded by an immigrant. You wouldn't
fair
be
point,
here.
But that's
if it
a
wasn't
tiny minority.
So you all love immigrants, whether mm-hmm. you like it or not. We're not going to reach a common ground because you
please
said I'm
try.
Not American.
Please try.
I don't think you're American.
I'm saying you're not.
I think you're American.
I'm saying you're not American.
American.
Due to values.
I don't think you're not American on values either. I think you're a little fascisty, a little racisty. I'm an American citizen. I went through lots of vetting. I took my test.
And that's
the
how
the guy over there
be.
Wants us to leave.
But
he wants us to leave.
When people,
so people don't really care about vetting, do they?
But
it's not really about vetting, is it, my friend?
But people should not have
you're
the
you're in
right.
denial. You got rid of an American citizen
okay.
from the country
okay.
without process.
So the
that's
child?
The Fifth Amendment violation.
Okay. Since I'm not up to date on that specific
I can give you more.
I'm sure you can. So
well, you weren't aware that American citizens are being deported. It's a pretty big story.
Yeah, the
maybe if you read the fake news, you might know.
I don't think this is how you get
rounds of applause. You sit in a room with 20 people who agree with you. Wow, amazing.
I'm
amazing. That
well,
must make you feel good.
Out.
We should be nicer to you, otherwise you'll deport us. What a great argument. This is the free speech debate camp.
Yeah.
It's not your country, my friend. It's our country, whether you like it or not.
There you go.
Wow, okay.
Nice sample of an hour and 40 minutes worth of debating 20 fascists surrounding him there and Jubilee. That's
Jubilee is the channel?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, YouTube, and you can check it out there if you'd like. I have another clip here. It is a guy arguing that we're going to lose our demographic, the white people in this country. So let's listen to 101 here.
Okay, but it is a taboo subject. Should we be concerned about the demographics? So,
no.
Anglo-Saxon, European-American, 0% of America, it doesn't matter.
Are they 0% of America?
Well, let's say if it becomes 0%, it should not worry.
They're not going to. Why are you bringing weird hypotheticals?
But there has to. But, I mean, they're still part of our country. There's culture. There's.
Yeah.
I mean, even Britain, like,
I mean,
it concerns me. But it
ways,
concerns
right?
me when Britain
yeah.
is
Britain,
changing
Britain's-
and it's. You know, it's like they're losing their culture, but it's
losing their
culture. Are they? Are they going to try to?
I'm from the UK. I'm telling you, no one's losing their culture.
London is going to be very little British in one day. What's the plan? That's what we want to know. What's the plan?
You just made that up. Have you been to London?
But how do we know?
Cyrus, have you been to London?
No.
So then maybe you shouldn't comment on places you don't know anything about.
But what's the plan?
I grew up in London.
What's
London's a very British city. I was in London a few weeks ago.
Okay.
It's a very British city.
I hope not.
Okay. It's a very British city.
It's a very British city.
Yeah, London.
And this is a woman who was talking about her parents who were immigrants, mm-hmm. but now they're Americans. So let's listen to Cut 102.
I'm an immigrant and an American, and I employ
sure.
many American
my,
citizens,
and
both naturalized and the ones born here.
And my,
I employ
my
Americans.
Parents, no, my parents came
Americans as defined by you.
My parents came as immigrants and became naturalized, so I'm not necessarily opposed
oh, wow.
to immigrants.
So you're the child of immigrants?
Correct. I'm a child of immigrants. I was
but
born
But you
here.
Don't accept that immigrants are Americans?
Not at this moment.
So your parents are not Americans?
Not at this moment.
So hold
no,
on, your parents
they're
are not
citizens.
Americans.
They became naturalized.
You just said you can't be citizens by being naturalized.
No, I was born here, and I'm not opposed
yeah, you're born
to
here,
naturalization.
Right?
I never said that I'm against naturalization.
Are you against naturalization?
No, I never said I was against naturalization.
did. You began. You're very. Everyone was here. They can play it back on YouTube. You said Americans or immigrants. Are your parents Americans or immigrants?
No, my parents are United States citizens.
But they're immigrants. You said.
No, they came here as immigrants. However, but so I want to make the claim that we cannot.
I came
even,
here as an immigrant. I'm an immigrant.
But at this point, when they came, the United States economy.
People aren't happy with the way this is going for you.
The United States economy was not at.
It's better now. The American economy is better than it's been for many years.
Not from the
and I can say that as somebody
who
doesn't like Donald Trump.
We're
which
giving
statistics
millions
are you
and billions of dollars
which
to people of, of minorities as well as.
The reason the economy is doing badly now is because Donald Trump's tariff policy. Nothing to do with migrants. In fact, the congressional.
We can't even start businesses.
I'm an immigrant. I started a business.
In fact, I understand because the SBA is giving people billions of loans.
I didn't take any loans.
They're giving them billions.
I didn't take any loans.
I'm not saying you did, but I'm saying statistically speaking, they're giving billions of loans.
So should we do statistics? According to statistics, immigrants are 80% more likely to be entrepreneurs than native-born Americans.
Sure,
they're more likely to start businesses and hire Americans.
No, I'm aware of that.
Right? Immigrants are more likely to pay in taxes than take out in benefits. They're more likely to add to innovation and jobs and wages. This is what the statistics show. The Congressional Budget Office. Let me just finish my point and then let you come back in. The Congressional Budget Office, which is bipartisan, Republicans and Democrats both use it, they have said that the immigration surge that you mentioned will lead to an extra $9 trillion of GDP over the next 10 years. That amounts to $65,000 per American household. That's $65,000 for each and every one of you holding up a red flag.
Okay, I understand.
All right,
that, but
pause. You've been voted out by the majority. Please return to your
nice
seat.
There you go.
It's rapid fire back and forth.
And they fact check all of these figures. When they do mention some of them, then they fact check. A little bar comes across and tells you whether they're lying or not. Mindy was right on. Factual as heck. So now here is one last cut, and this is the autocrat. This is the guy, this is just right off the charts. Let's go to 103.
Okay. The bits that you disagree with. Can I just be clear on that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
I'm more than willing to amend it and include
whenever
the
it's in your
amendment.
Favor.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So can Democrats do the same when they're in office?
No, absolutely not. Because
so you don't
it's
believe
the
in democracy?
Enemy. No, I don't. Absolutely not. Mm.
What do you believe in?
Autocracy.
By who?
Honestly, quite frankly, anyone who is in line with Catholic teaching.
Donald Trump is not Catholic.
Of course, he's not. I completely agree,
so
and that's
you support
part of the problem.
Trump? You don't support Trump?
No, I don't. I didn't even vote for him. I wrote in like John Pork or someone.
I can't even remember. Why did you vote if you don't believe in democracy and you want autocracy?
Well, because quite frankly, I voted. I kind of voted just to.
I came with this argument, but I'm bored of my own argument. I'm much more interested in this. So
yeah, absolutely.
How do we get to an autocracy?
I think, quite frankly, that if we are able to enact local leaders.
Who is the we, by the way?
I think, quite frankly, these far-right conservatives sitting right around
white
me.
People?
Yeah,
no
absolutely.
So,
well,
some
actually,
of you guys,
I have quite...
Some of the people in this room
quite,
don't make the cut from what I can see visually.
Actually, hold on for a moment. I do think that there are people who happen to not be white who do actually have history in this country and have roots in this country. For instance, from the Mexican-American War, we subsumed a lot of territory of people who have far stakes in this country who happen to be Hispanic or what have you.
Okay.
I'm for defending the traditional demographics of this country, which is majority white,
so
and
how,
should stay that
how
way.
How does the United States... I mean, we've gone so off topic, but how does the United States look like under you? Sorry, what's your name?
My name is, my name's Connor. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Yeah. Nice meeting you, Connor.
Okay.
Well.
That's Mehdi Hasan.
Yeah. Right? Mehdi Hasan, and he was on the program Jubilee, and he was surrounded by 20 fascists. And each one raising the red flag because they, you know, they object or, you know, they want some attention. They want to make it out to the table and debate with Mehdi.
Yeah. It's interesting, but, you know, this rapid fire back and forth, it's hard to keep track of who's saying what.
I feel like it's got to be so draining, too. I mean, like, just
an hour and a half
of pure talking.
For some reason, I think Mehdi is energized by that.
Yeah. That
by
situation?
The whole thing, I think it energizes him to hear these contradictory statements being made, and then finally being able to kind of make some sense out of it, or at least you know respond
push back
to the ridiculous nature of them all.
Yeah,
but here this is a response I thought was really a good observation. It said here, Mehdi Hasan Jubilee episode just shows that these aren't your average boomer MAGA. White trash, sunglasses, truckers anymore. These kids are educated and understand the ins and outs of their ideology and go further than Trump. Democrats and the left have no idea what's coming after Trump. And it's a
Well, that's a good point.
I mentioned here, you know, my sons are Gen Zers, and they're very, very firm. They're very progressive, but they don't compromise.
Yeah.
But there's another side to it that's not compromising either. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't aware of how strongly these individuals feel about their particular fascism.
Yeah. Wow. Scary.
I know. But yeah, this really hit the fan. Watch the whole thing if you can.
All right. 19 minutes past the hour. Coming up in about 15 minutes, we'll talk with former Madison Mayor Paul Soglin. Brittany Merlot's up next with a look at the weather on John and Gordy in the Morning, WMDX.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Craft cocktails, live events, a playground for the kids, and yes, self-serve instant ramen bar and drag bingo. It's all at Downdrin's Distilling in Cottage Grove. It's not your average tasting room. Pet-friendly, family-friendly, flavor-packed. Visit downdrins.com or stop by today.
Buying a home is kind of like eating pistachios. Some are easy to open, some take a little work, and every once in a while, you get a tough one that makes you question your life choices. That's where we come in. At Aaron Weber Group, we crack open the market and find you the perfect home. Whether you're looking for a cozy starter home or a mansion with a snack pantry big enough for a lifetime supply of pistachios, we've got you covered. Call Aaron Weber Group at Powered by Compass today. We'll help you find a home that's nothing but perfect.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In a chaotic and somewhat discombobulating end to the process, Wisconsin lawmakers passed a state budget and Governor Tony Evers signed it into law at about 1:30 a.m. on July 3rd. What made this budget different from the others signed in this era of divided government is that Democratic votes were needed to pass the budget in the state Senate. Part of the reason that was made possible is because of new, fairer maps. Last November, Senate Democrats flipped four seats, shrinking the Republican majority to just an 18-15 margin. Now, candidates are already lining up to take this the rest of the way and flip the chamber. Democrat Jenna Jacobson, who currently serves in the Assembly, is now running for Senate, challenging Republican Howard Markline in the 17th District. If Democrats can flip that district and one more seat, they could control the state Senate for the first time in more than 15 years. That would be a big deal for state politics in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
If you love animals and want to help in Dane County, shop, donate, or volunteer at one of Dane County Humane Society's thrift stores. They sell gently used and new clothes, home goods, toys, furniture, and more. All proceeds support the comfort and care of animals in need. Dane County Humane Society thrift stores. Shop Thrift Store West on Watts Road and Thrift Store East on High Crossing Boulevard. Visit giveshelter.org/thrift to learn more.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
/722, 92.7 WMDX, John and Gordy in the Morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Verlo Mattress. You can accessorize for less. Their 4th of July sale continues, and there are still some great bargains there. Check them out at verlo.com. They're still selling adjustable bases, adjustable bed frame bases at 30 to 50% off. You can experience the next level luxury with the B9 adjustable base and save an additional $200 on your purchase. Verlo.com, you can go to their website there or check them out on the east side or west side of Madison. That's Verlo.com.
Okay. That's right. You can raise your feet up in the bed.
You have an adjustable bed frame, right?
Yeah, great. I tried that last night. It's just fantastic.
Yeah. Can you hang, can you go to a 45-degree angle just all the way like that with your feet?
No.
Sleep in a slant?
No. Well, yeah, I guess you could. You could raise your feet up. It raises your knees up.
Can I do a U-shaped thing? Okay.
Actually, you can, yeah.
Can you really?
You don't want to do that.
Yeah, doesn't seem right. 7:23, let's go to Brittany Merlot. She is... She's at the EAA this morning. Right there. I forgot that's happening. Yes.
Well, this is quite the visual.
Look, where are you, Brittany? Wow. Where are you located there at Oshkosh?
I am right at the front gate right now. Yeah. So the place where you have to enter to get into the grounds, I am right there. Come say hi if you're here.
Are you checking people's tickets morning. And their papers?
I can act like that. Oh. It might work.
Wow. Oh, so it looks like it's already bustling with activity in back of you there.
Absolutely. I mean, the campsite is packed. There's about 40,000 people that I believe are camping. They're approximating numbers right now. Mm-hmm. There's been 6,000 volunteers here for over a month trying to get this event ready to roll. About 10,000 planes fly in here and about 700,000 people come here. So this is the place to be in Wisconsin this week for sure. If you've never been, you don't have to be into aviation. It's going to suck you in. You're going to fall for aviation.
You're
going to
fall for
you
did. You did. Now you're flying airplanes.
I know. Yeah. Yes. And it's all because of this event. So I come here every year. I camp the whole time. I cover it and, of course, forecast the weather because we're out here in the middle of it with no power, no luxury bed that retracts. I was thinking, man, they need to make one for camping.
Well, I think they make a portable that you can carry out into a tent somewhere.
No, they don't.
Perfect. Next year, I'm investing into that.
Well, how many times have you been there, Brittany?
Yeah. This is going to be my sixth year in a row.
Wow.
Once I've been here, I covered it for work, for media, and once I saw what it was all about, I... Hands down, I'm here every year, whether it's vacation or working.
A little tip, next time don't wear the ice t-shirt that you have on. I'm just kidding. You certainly don't want to wear that.
No.
You know, the thing is, I went out to D.C. with the kids, and we bought FBI t-shirts and a hat. Really, seriously, it looks just like the stuff they wear when they go out. And I'm thinking, geez, what if they did the same thing with ICE t-shirts?
Yeah,
you know, that would be
like
really scary,
right?
Wouldn't it?
Mm. That is scary.
Okay. Well, what can we expect weather-wise for today? It's looking beautiful here. We have a lot of sunshine and nice mild temperatures today.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not too bad. Enjoy it now because the heat is going to crank up as we go into the middle of the week. Mm. So right now, 60 degrees or so, a little bit of wildfire smoke does want to sneak into the area. So a sunny, hazy kind of day. Highs at about 82 degrees, still refreshing, comfortable. Tonight, we get a little partly cloudy. Tomorrow morning, a chance of showers and storms early in the morning. I think those will wind down by midday for you there. And then it's going to be hot and humid into those mid to upper 80s. The dew point's starting to rise. And by Wednesday, I'm going to stay. Oh, I wish I had the AC here. But if you guys, I would stay in the AC.
Yes, 90s. Absolutely. Oh, no.
90s, yeah, 90s.
That's bad.
Wednesday.
Are we expecting that the smoke to be a factor this week?
It should only stick around today. I think it should kick on out of here tomorrow.
All right, great.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, very good, Brittany. Well, keep us posted.
Yeah.
And,
will do.
You have a good week up there.
And have fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay. I hope to get a ride in the blimp, so I'll have stories.
Wow. A ride in the blimp.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sounds like a lot of fun. All right. Thank you, Brittany.
Yeah. Take care.
Have a good day. That's Brittany Merlot, our chief meteorologist. And this portion of the show also being brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. You can check them out at madisonhearingaidcenter.com. They're at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. Go to their website, and they are helping people change their lives. Their number one goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing. Give them a call. Talk to Jim or Sarah at 608-249-4077. 608-249-4077. Madison Hearing Aid Center.
All right. Well, I got some bad news for everybody. Healthcare is going through the roof.
Oh, no.
It's going to happen. I've been mentioning it a few times here. The Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, they'll be losing some of their subsidies, the COVID subsidies, and that will raise rates quite a bit.
That's going to make things jump up.
Yeah, this is a story out of The Lever. You might want to check that out. A great place to go, The Lever. This is the story. Some corporate media reports framed the suit. There is a United Health Group investor lawsuit against the company because of the higher denial rates. Now, you won't get this, but this is crazy stuff. The investors are taking on United Health for its aggressive anti-consumer tactics.
Hmm.
But in reality, Court documents reveal some of the United Group's investors are concerned that the company's changing corporate practices have been too consumer-friendly. United Health Group has one of the highest denial rates of any major insurer, which can force patients to forego critical treatments until the doctor's orders. Now, what they're doing is they want to sue them to prevent them from not denying people coverage.
Okay.
They want the insurer to deny coverage so they can make more money as investors.
All right. Wow. Head is spinning. Okay.
All right.
729. When we return, former Madison Mayor Paul Soglin will join us on John and Gordy in the morning.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
We don't have a farm bill and commodity prices continue to crater. So why are Wisconsin farmers still optimistic? I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. We'll find out an answer next.
You're invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek for this year's Farm Technology Days, Generations of Progress. This year's event features the chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative techniques, and taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There's also a rotary parlor, seminars, and of course, field demos of all kinds. Mark your calendars for August 5th through the 7th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information and show details, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
Jeff Hatacek is an assistant professor in the Agriculture and Applied Economics Department on the UW-Madison campus. He said a recent survey done by Purdue University shows, despite all the pitfalls that Wisconsin farmers are working around, they remain optimistic about their future.
I think when it comes to farmer sentiment, you know, I'm actually surprised. I think farmers are generally more optimistic than I would have anticipated if I would have expected to be at this point here in July. You know, my colleagues at Purdue do this ag barometer, and they test sort of current farmer sentiment and their prospects about the future. And even though, you know, they acknowledge, farmers generally acknowledge that trade uncertainty is harmful for their economic bottom line, I think they're still optimistic that in the long run, you know, these negotiations will result in a little bit more favorable outcomes.
Jeff Hatacek, he's an assistant professor in the Department of Applied and Agriculture Economics on the UW-Madison campus. He said the big, beautiful bill recently adopted into law actually has about 90% of what normally would be included in a farm bill. He said farmers remain optimistic that some of the trade negotiations going on will benefit them in the long run.
When hot weather strikes your cattle, milk production drops and feed intakes decrease. Summer heat also impacts the quality of your herd's reproduction. Protect your cows and grow your bottom line. Add BioVets Bovine Gold Light to your cow's daily ration. Bovine Gold Light keeps the herd hydrated, maintains milk production, and keeps your breeding program in check. Learn more about Bovine Gold Light at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
And it looks like your palate is going to get a surprise at this year's Wisconsin State Fair on Friday. The State Fair announced that they're looking at nearly 100 brand new foods and 16 new food and beverage vendors joining in them for the big event coming up in August. Things like Dubai Funnel Cake, Pineapple Sunrise, Dill Dog Dorito Bombs are some new food opportunities they've added to the list. More details available now at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Plenty of sunshine today. We'll get to around 82 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop into the mid-60s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunny, warm, and muggy with highs back into the mid to upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We've got Chris from Nina. What's your thought this afternoon, Chris?
Oftentimes you have only one set of viewers that will watch Fox News or watch CNN. What I really actually love and respect from all your viewers is the fact that you tend to have viewers that think on both sides of the aisle. To be open-minded, you need to be willing to listen and learn and possibly change your mind. You don't have to change your mind, but just being willing to listen.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
Maggie Dawn.
On Monday, I'll still be camping in the Northwoods, so Matt Rothschild is in the guest host chair. He'll be bringing you his thoughts about Wisconsin progressivism and, of course, some slamming poetry.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
WMDX 92.7. It's John and Gordy in the morning in the capital city, Madison, a few blocks from the Capitol. And, you know, the legislators, I'm so glad that we don't have to see them anymore.
Not at all? Ever?
Not at all.
What do you mean?
Well, I think
what
they're gone now for the summer.
Well, we've got a beautiful day ahead of us here. Bright, beautiful sunshine on State Street and highs in the low 80s. Time now for us to check in with former Madison Mayor Paul Soglin. Good morning, Paul.
Morning, guys.
How you doing today?
Just fine.
All right.
Well,
we've got a lot to talk about.
We're going to get into the Epstein files here. We were talking about it earlier here in the program.
Well,
it was a bad strategy, wasn't it? I mean, you know, to run on this, he wanted to vilify Hillary and Bill. And they really nailed them for it, being on their flight logs. So then they just kept that line of thinking going, and they ran on
it. For years and years.
And then they decided there's nothing to see here, and then they just tried to drop it. No one wanted that to happen. So what's your impression of this whole Epstein episode?
Yeah. Well, I think like most people, you know, I'm curious. I'd really like to know what's going on, especially what accounts for the reversal of position on this thing. What did Trump think was there when he used it as a campaign technique or strategy? And why is it now that he is standing up to the core of the MAGA base?
Yeah.
And saying, no, this is of no interest and forget about it. And then basically accusing them of being wacko liberal Democrats. So,
well, that's not a good thing to do either. And then, of course, that just energizes the mega base to really, really seek this information out and demand that they see the documentation.
And exactly.
I think he's had an easy ride. All he has to do is tell these people something and they believe it and let him get away with it. And he thought he could get away with this particular item. And it didn't happen.
It brings to mind, I just finished Stolen Pride by Arlie Russell Hochschild. She wrote another book, I'm blanking out on the name right now, that covered the same ground as Kramer's book about here in Wisconsin. I can't remember the name of that book now. But in any case, the point that she makes is you can take all these issues, Trump's inappropriate language, his abuse of people, the fact that he's got, and this is important, the support of folks who he's crushing in terms of their environment, their water, their air they breathe.
Yeah.
He's crushing them in terms of his tax policy, hurting them and helping the rich, and everything that, you know, we know about Trump. But the point she makes is that you've got a significant part of the American people who feel that they've been standing in line all their lives, and that under the leadership of Democrats, and this is where the attack on diversity, inclusion, and equity comes in and becomes so important in the discussion, that they've been standing in line all their lives to get a fair shake, and that Democrats have been bullies and moved other people, women, immigrants, people of color, moved them to cut in line. And that the appeal of Donald Trump said, I'm going to put an end to this. I'm going to stop people from cutting in line ahead of you. I'm going to look out for your interests. And that view of Trump is more important in terms of how they decide to vote than any rational decision about Trump's economic policies, Trump's environmental policies, and whatever. Mm-hmm. And I think when we talk about the Epstein case, that also is going to be the case. They're not going to be affected. I mean, you know, Trump could end up being on a list of his best partners in crime. And it's not going to impact their votes for him. It may, for some other folks, maybe just enough to tip it to the to Democratic support in the next election. But for the vast part of his base, they're not looking at that stuff.
Right. Right. You know, I never understood the DEI thing at all because, you know, through the many decades that I looked for work and may have been turned down for jobs, I never thought that maybe somebody else was getting in before me because of their race, because of something else, some other reason. I never questioned it. It was just part of job seeking. You know,
sure.
That's what happens, you know.
Well, you know, and very few of us ever get the first job or the second job
right.
we wanted. And I suppose it's the belief, not the reality, that has that's the driving force in all of this. The belief that is in fact happening. When in fact, when we look at the impact of most programs, DEI or affirmative action, all that's really happening is people who have been prejudiciously excluded in the past. Let's take a very common one, which is applications for home loans. Mm-hmm. I mean, we just know that was government policy, as well as that of the financial institutions for years, to simply say, if you're in a certain neighborhood or if you're a person of color, you're not getting the loan or you're not getting it at a reasonable rate. And what these programs did was attempt to exclude or end that kind of prejudicial, that invidious discrimination. So, yeah, there is a shakeup in the line, but the shakeup is basically people are going to their right place in line in our society.
And that's how I always look at it. It was one of those situations where the employer is looking for a specific person for that particular job. And maybe I didn't fit all the criteria that they had exactly for that job. So, you know, they chose somebody else. I don't know. I always accepted that. I just went on to the next job market. And, you know, essentially that's what you have to kind of deal with. It's part of life. And now they're vilifying it, obviously, and they're trying to make it I guess it's DEI for conservatives. You know, the biggest part was when they revealed that they want more conservatives in the universities and more conservatives hired, which is DEI, you know, blatantly DEI, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you know, when you're speaking about that in terms of, say, universities, where there's this is something that indirectly affected me. Mm-hmm. There was a push to get more conservative professors in the areas of political science and government and history. Mm-hmm. And there was a position that certain people wanted filled, and they thought this former conservative politician would be just great at it. Well, the point was, I can say this since I'm not going to slander anyone, mm-hmm. the guy was an idiot.
Yeah.
Totally unqualified to teach, had nothing to do with his politics. But yet it was thought that he was discriminated against because of his ideological views.
Yeah.
Now, maybe, I say this facetiously, maybe he had his ideological views because he was an idiot. he certainly couldn't express them.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Talking with former Madison Mayor Paul Soglin. And Paul, let's turn the discussion in, toward the Democrats and what's happening right now. You know, the Epstein files have come out, and there's still, you know, ICE is still in Los Angeles, although I guess they've pulled some of those ICE agents out of there. But hearing calls now from people like Gavin Newsom is one, and Beto O'Rourke is another one about, you know, the Democrats need to be more forceful about maybe looking at redistricting. Give some of this, you know, that's what the GOP did, do a lot of redistricting and kind of voter, you know, get the voters in line. Where do you think things stand right now? Is there a direction?
Well, there's been some areas where the Democrats have been lax, which have led to the to some of the disasters. I mean, one example is redistricting. I mean, it's very clear that the Republican playbook going back 15, 20 years ago persists precisely with the 2010 census was to gerrymander congressional districts around the country as well as state legislative districts. And Democrats did not effectively go after that. Mm-hmm. There's no question about that. But if we want the Democrats to stop trying to hang on by their fingernails in every election and work on bringing out the base, we got to shift the base.
Yeah. Mm.
And the very discussion we just had now about Epstein and people thinking about how they're cutting in line. I mean, you know, there's this myth, whether you're in rural Wisconsin or you're in rural Kentucky or rural Louisiana, there is this myth out there that in terms of redistribution of wealth, i.e. tax dollars, that their tax dollars in these poor rural communities are going to the cities, going to fund urbanites, people of color, immigrants, you know, their tax dollars are going for welfare, for cheats. Well, that's not true, and it's the exact opposite that's the case. There's absolutely no question that urban blue cities, blue states, mm-hmm. are paying the vast majority of taxes that are subsidizing everything from free lunch programs to health clinics in rural communities that are voting red, voting for Trump. And the Democrats have to go out there in an FDR style and get a new political realignment in this country.
Absolutely. Bring in some youth, Gen Zers. Definitely get something going. Why don't we talk more after this break, Paul? We've got a few more questions. Maybe we can get into the Steve Miller Band.
Yeah, we want to talk about that, too.
All right.
Paul Soglin. We'll continue the conversation with him right after this.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
Right now, during the Verlo Mattress Clearance Sale, you can save even more with Verlo's already low consumer direct prices. Oh, you'll find phenomenal savings on floor models and discontinued mattresses. And all our mattresses are made locally, just for you, and are backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Oh, but you'd better hurry. The sale ends soon. Wake up, sleep better, and save at Verlo.
Hey, Gordy, I gotta admit, these hearing aids from Madison Hearing Aid Center changed my life.
Mine too, John. I thought I needed subtitles to talk to my grandkids.
And these aren't those old giant clunkers we saw in the old days. It's got Bluetooth, it's rechargeable, the works.
Yeah, my phone connects straight to my ears. I'm basically a cyborg now.
Hey, you just figured out texting last year, too.
Yeah, baby steps. But I did call Madison Hearing Aid Center, and you should too. 608-249-4077.
608-249-4077. Tell them John and Gordy sent you.
Madison can't seem to get enough of Serenity Pet Spa because we are bursting at the seams with adorable dogs. I'm Liz Johnston, founder and internationally recognized certified master groomer. With two locations on the east and west sides of Madison, you'd think that'd be enough. But demand is so high for our award-winning grooming, Serenity Pet Spa is opening a new location on Junction Road in Middleton. Serenity's not your average groomer. We understand your pets. From wiggly puppies to anxious seniors, you can trust the pros at Serenity Pet Spa because we focus on every dog's unique needs. We are passionate about caring for their health and overall well-being. To celebrate our growth, we're offering 10% off at all locations for new clients until July 31st. Book your appointment today at SerenityPetSpaMadison.com. And be sure to catch my segment with John and Gordy in the morning every first Tuesday of the month as I share my expertise. Serenity Pet Spa, doesn't your dog deserve the best? SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
Certified Master Groomer Liz Johnston with Serenity Pet Spa. Committed to its mission to provide world-class grooming for pets and the people who love them. SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
Are you or a loved one facing addiction? The Wisconsin Addiction Recovery Helpline offers free and confidential support 24/7. Powered by 211 Wisconsin, local trained specialists can help connect you with local service providers for treatment, peer support, harm reduction tools, and more. Call 211, text your zip code to 898-211 or chat at 211wisconsin.org. Help is waiting. Sponsored by United Way of Wisconsin.
Turn it up to 11. This is Atwood Fest.
Saturday and Sunday, July 26th and 27th. Music starts at noon each day. Three stages, 30 bands, and plenty of craft and food vendors. Saturday night on the big stage is Fet Function into VO5. And Sunday opens with Steely Dan and closes with the Brothers Almanac, a tribute to the Allman Brothers. For more information and live music schedule, go to atwoodfest.com.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Morning, WMDX 92.7, Steve Miller Band. We're going to talk about the Steve Miller Band in just a moment.
Mm-hmm. This portion of the show brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. They're at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. Check out their website, madisonhearingaidcenter.com. Jim and Sarah will set you up with an appointment there. You can count on them. They're helping people change their lives. Their number one goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing. Give them a call. Madison Hearing Aid Center, 608-249-4077, or go to their website, madisonhearingaidcenter.com. Steve Miller.com. Yeah, playing some Steve Miller, some great stuff. His early stuff I really love, like Brave New World and Living in the USA.
Quicksilver Girl.
Yeah. Paul, when you were here, you know, in the late 60s, you you saw the Steve Miller Band before they were the Steve Miller Band, right?
They were the Imitations.
Yeah.
It was Miller, Ross Gags, Ben Sidran. And I think their most popular venues were fraternity parties, which some of us would wait until about 11 o'clock at night and crash those. and get to hear them, and it was fun.
That was like what, mid 60s, 66, 67,
62,
some, 60, oh, really 62, early
62, 63. Because I think by the end of 63, Miller had left Madison,
moved to either San Francisco or Texas or somewhere out west. Those were some fun times.
And I think that's around, he had the Saving Grace album, was Sailor.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember one song, Dear Mary, off the Sailor album was always one of my favorites. And I heard those on, you know, the old underground station.
Yeah, FM, back. Progressive FM.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. Those were fun times. Go ahead.
Before, when we were discussing... I forgot the names of those authors of those books, or the names of the books. Kramer's book is The Politics of Resentment. Arlie Hochschild's first book is Strangers in Their Own Land. And in that case, she tells one story about a guy working for a chemical company who is a Trump supporter. And one of his jobs was to take the chemicals and dump them in the swamp, thus poisoning the bayous, the very place where he lived, where his family and friends were dependent upon recreation and food. And yet he was a Donald Trump supporter. And that may not sound logical, but you read her books and you start to get an understanding of sort of what's going wrong here in terms of the political realignment. And in terms of this business of standing in line, you get the political realignment where FDR brings together working people with the New Deal, which pretty much holds up until 68, when Richard Nixon adopts his Southern strategy, which is to exploit in the South the resentment towards the civil rights movement. That creates a new realignment. And while he's not as great as Trump is going to be, Nixon does the same thing. And he speaks to estranged white male Americans and, you know, basically says, I'm going to stop these people from getting in line ahead of you. Ronald Reagan did the same thing. And so this is a problem for the Democratic Party, because it really needs to bring together working people of all races in a common movement to bring greater equity to our society for everybody.
Right. And they frame it in a way that the Democrats are always giving handouts to these people, and, you know, that's the problem. They want freebies.
Exactly.
So they've kind of turned it, you know, against the Democrats in a way that is kind of convoluted and bizarre. And I want to throw something in. This came over the weekend. Trump exempts more than 100 polluters from environmental standards, exempting dozens of chemical manufacturers, oil refineries, coal plants, medical device sterilizers, and other polluters from Clean Air Act rules, believe it or not. One rule exempts about 50 polluters from reducing cancer risks of people living within 6 miles of a chemical plant by 96%. So Trump's actions will cause more cancer, birth defects, and more children to suffer asthma. These exemptions only last, by the way, 2 years.
Yeah.
So,
and my guess is geographically, where that's happening is most likely in areas where people voted for him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
First state comes to mind, Texas, of course.
Yeah.
But, you know, there are chemical alleys. You know, there are cities that are, you know, just built on that. And they're trying to clean up the cities where, you know, minority areas are included. And they're very near these chemical plants. So they're trying to clean it up, and they can't do it.
Unfortunately, we have to leave it there. Paul Soglin, thank you for joining us. We'll talk to you again soon. We appreciate it.
Again in a couple of weeks.
All right. Very good. It's former Madison Mayor Paul Soglin. This portion of the show brought to you by Verlo Mattress. You can wake up and sleep better on a Verlo mattress. Plenty has changed since 1958. Some things remain constant. They're still direct-to-consumer, providing superior products at unbeatable prices. Go to verlomattress.com or one of their locations in Madison on the east side or west side. That'll do it for us for today. Stephanie Miller is next.
Can't wait.
And we'll be joining Pat Kreitlow in just a few minutes on the Civic Media Radio Network. We hope you have a great day. So long.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Burials taking place in Gaza and hospitals are flooded with wounded Palestinians after Israeli troops opened fire near a crowd trying to collect food at an aid distribution site. Hospital officials say 80 people died and more than 150 were injured. Here's ABC Chief Foreign Correspondent Ian Pannell.
There have been multiple killings at food sites over the last few weeks. As the crisis on the ground worsens, the UN's food program estimating 90,000 Palestinians are suffering from malnutrition, many on the brink of starvation.
A Bangladesh military plane crashed into a school today in Dhaka, the death toll rising to 18, with 164 others injured, according to a spokesman for the Bangladesh Armed Forces. The school had some 2,000 students from elementary through high school. The search for victims from the July 4th flooding in Central Texas has been going on for weeks. Now the list of people unaccounted for is down to just 8, down from 160 who had been on the list before. This is ABC News.